You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. While I have you in the mindset of classical music, let me add that there are many, many more live concerts and performances in the region this spring, including several anniversary specials, and that's the focus of this week's Sound Advice. In the studio with me is Cap Radio's arts and theater critic, Jeff Hudson.
Always good to be here,
Beth.
Hi,
you have a full calendar.
We sure do, and you just had Constantine on talking about the 30th anniversary of the Auburn Symphony. The American Bach soloists, who play regularly in Davis at Davis Community Church, have a concert coming up next Monday. And they are getting ready for their 30th anniversary, and they're going to be doing this by performing the four Bach orchestral suites all in one program. We've had plenty of concerts where we got all the Brandenburgs on right. one program, but this is the first time in living memory that I can recall somebody doing the four Bach orchestral suites on period instruments in a single evening. And so they perform in Davis on Monday, and then they go into the studio later in the week, and there will be an album coming out in the fall.
Wow.
So you can come check this out. Now, I can't give you a sample of the Bach soloists playing those orchestral suites because they haven't recorded them yet, but I did latch onto a recording by the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra, so let's hear a little of that. Very stately stuff, and they're also going to have several that have the valveless Baroque trumpet. Oh. If you've never heard one of those played, it's quite something. So something to look forward to. Again, probably the only chance you're going to get to hear a Baroque period orchestra this spring, and worth going.
It's a Monday night.
It's a Monday night. Yeah, 7 o'clock.
This Monday at the
Davis Community Church, not at the Mondavi Center. Then there is a new festival that's starting up. It'll be the end of May, May the 25th through the 27th. You may remember cellist Eunghee Cho. He's been in the Insight studio.
Definitely.
He's at the New England Conservatory finishing up his master's degree, but he has started up this new venture in Davis called the Mellon Music Festival, M-E-L-L-O-N. Now, I just assumed that that had to do with the Mellon Foundation, which had a big grant at the Carnegie Mellon and the Mellon Music Foundation and all that. No, this has to do with the Lord of the Rings Mellon.
Oh.
if you know your Lord of the Rings, Gandalf says the magic word and opens this ancient stone door, and the word is Mellon, which means friend in the language that is at stake there. And Eunghee is very big on Lord of the Rings, apparently. So Eunghee has invited his friend, Daniel Hsu, a 20-year-old pianist. He grew up in Fremont, but the reason that you probably want to pay attention to him is that about a year ago, he won the bronze medal at the Van Cliburn competition.
Right.
And that's a big deal. He's going to have several years of concert bookings, which start in June. So this is like a chance to hear him locally in a small venue before he really hits the big time and is performing all over the map. I found a recording of Daniel Hsu playing the Schubert Impromptus, and this is from the Cliburn competition last year, so let's hear a little of that. Really gracious, beautiful stuff, and he's going to be one to keep an eye on. But this is a good chance to catch him at an early phase in his career. Now he's not playing all four concerts at the Mellon Music Festival.
Okay.
You want to check their schedule and make sure if you want to hear him that you're going to the right one. The one he's doing, I believe, is at the Natsulis Gallery in Davis, but I would have to double check that, and it's kind of a complicated festival. It's different nights in different places, and so you want to check it out rather than just set out in your car.
We'll post a link. Again, it's the Mellon Music Festival, the weekend of May 25th to the 27th in Davis.
And it also includes some string quartets and other good things, so something to check out. Now, orchestra concerts are bumper crop right now. I'm not even going to talk about the fact that the Mondavi Center has the New Century Chamber Orchestra and the San Francisco Symphony in back-to-back weeks this month. And those are the two top orchestras in Northern California. Yeah. Our colleague Kevin Doherty is interviewing the pianist Simona Dinnerstein, and he's going to have a radio piece on next week about that concert with the New Century Chamber Orchestra, so I won't steal his thunder. But in Sacramento, conductor Christian Baldini is going to be leading the Camellia Symphony Orchestra in the first two concerts at the new venue that the B Street Theater has, the Sophia Center for the Arts. Mm-hmm. It's at 2700 Capitol Avenue. Nobody knows how that room is going to sound. I mean, it's the first time they've put an orchestra in there, and so this will be a big adventure. They are going to be doing a Beethoven symphony, the Pastoral Symphony, but since when you break in a new venue, you also like to do something written for the occasion. Christian had the composer Pablo Ortiz from UC Davis write a little piece called Jubilant Verbs, and it begins with a direct quotation from the Beethoven Sixth Symphony. Let's hear the Beethoven Sixth Symphony. And when Beethoven wrote that music, he was walking in the fields around Vienna, the outskirts of Vienna. I just put my son on a plane to Vienna this morning, actually. So, what Pablo is doing in this piece is he's talking about the green leafy streets of Sacramento and suburbs and the fields that surround this area. And so there's sort of a little playful association going on there. Also on the Camellia programs is soprano Carrie Hennessy, who will be singing some operatic highlights from operas by Puccini and Verdi. So that's something good to look forward to.
You're listening to Cap Radio's arts and theater critic, Jeff Hudson. There are so many concert listings that we will put them on our website. Take a look. And this is the time of year, really, to get to this kind of music.
Right. You have lots of good concerts that orchestras are doing in May. And then when you get into June, July, August, you got to go out of town because there are festivals in the mountains, there are festivals on the coast, but in terms of Sacramento and the Central Valley generally, there's not a lot of orchestra music going on during the summer months. The Modesto Symphony is doing another Beethoven plus type concert. They have a concert coming up. Well, Beth, do you remember that film American Graffiti that came out in the early 70s?
Oh, I think I saw that one a few times.
Right, right. George Lucas, who directed that film, grew up in Modesto. It wasn't actually filmed in Modesto. It was filmed in San Rafael and in Petaluma, and that's where I had a brand new driver's license at the time in 1972. There is now an American Graffiti Festival in Modesto.
Okay.
That it's his 20th anniversary. Anniversaries all over. And so David Lockington of the Modesto Symphony is celebrating his 10th anniversary with that orchestra. So he commissioned three composers to write American Graffiti-inspired pieces.
Wow.
Now, one of them is by John Hillebrandt, who's been on Insight before.
Oh, John's terrific.
Right.
Yeah.
He has written a piece called Valley Fever, which is a playful thing on both, you know, Saturday Night Fever and Valley Fever, the disease, and
intriguing.
All of that. Yeah, yeah. Another composer from Los Angeles, Dale Trumbore, has written a piece called Same Traffic, New Dance. And then composer Alejandro Sabre, who teaches at Modesto Junior College, has a piece called Graffiti Jive. And then on the end of that program, they're going to do the Beethoven Symphony that most people don't know very well, which is the Eighth. Let's hear a little quote from that. And that Beethoven Eighth, it's in between the very famous Seventh and the very famous Ninth, doesn't get played as much, but it is the happiest Beethoven symphony you will ever hear. It's contented, it's fun, and it's none of the angst and stuff that you hear in some of the other Beethoven symphonies.
It's nice to hear the work of our regional people. And Alejandro Sabre has been on Insight, too,
right,
as well as John. So, again, that concert is Friday, June 1st and Saturday, June 2nd at the Gallo Center in Modesto.
Correct. Then we have two more big anniversaries. The Davis Chorale, which was founded in 1978 by Rachel Kessler, has a concert in Davis on May the 19th and in Sacramento at the Cathedral on May the 26th. I'll get this right. The Davis Chorale on the 19th will be doing the John Rutter Requiem, and you may remember that the, way back in 1985, the Davis Chorale actually premiered four movements of the John Rutter Requiem. They were actually written for Rachel Kessler's voice, and so they're doing that on the 19th, and then they're doing a shorter program at the Cathedral on the 26th. Another big anniversary, and this is the last one, Chanticleer, the very, very classy male choral group from San Francisco, is marking their 40th year.
Wow.
And they are going to be in Sacramento on June the 10th at St. John's Lutheran. That's on L Street. And they will be doing highlights from all four decades of their existence. Mm-hmm. So Chanticleer has released dozens and dozens of albums. I picked out their album from the 90s of music by Palestrina, and let's hear a little cut of that.
So Chanticleer will be at St. John's Lutheran Church on L Street in Sacramento on June 10th. So many listings, Jeff.
Right. And again, posted on the website for Insight, so you can find the details there.
Many more than what you've talked about.
Oh, yeah. No, there's tons and tons of stuff out there right now.
All right. Always a pleasure.
It's fun.
Hope your son has pastoral walks in Vienna.
I hope he does, too.
That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Thanks for joining us.